It's Tuesday, September 2nd, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The local trade sector extended its positive run into June, recording a trade surplus of 856 million Namibia dollars. This marks a significant improvement from the revised 341 million surplus in May and a complete turnaround from the 762 million deficit posted in June last year. Two consecutive months of surpluses are amongst the strongest showing since 2020. Tess Will Thompson is an analyst at Simonis Storm.
Road transport was dominant at 60%, highlighting Namibia's dependence on regional supply chains, particularly through South Africa. By entry points, Walvis Bay Port continued to lead in handling minerals exports and fuel imports, while Lucia Kotako was key for gold and diamonds, and border posts like Ariamsvlei and North Uva played a vital role in regional trade flows. Overall, Namibia's external position is improving, but the trade structure remains concentrated in raw minerals and dependent on imported fuel.
Policymakers, regulators and partners are set to gather in Swakopmund for this year's Global Policy Forum, co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia. The four-day summit will focus on advancing inclusive finance, bringing together decision-makers from around the world to share strategies on expanding financial access and driving economic growth. Nesta de Jong is the head of SME at FNB Namibia.
It's going to be a global conversation that we're going to have, and it's going to be primarily focused on financial inclusion. How financial inclusion can help you scale your SME business and give you a competitive advantage, because financial inclusion levels the playing field. We're going to take a lot of key learnings from other countries in terms of what worked well for them and what we can take back home to enhance our financial inclusion here and scale our businesses. It will be a platform that would give you all the solutions that you require now to scale your business. Take it from the cooker shop to the restaurant concept.
The Ministry of Safety and Security says the post-mortem examinations of the 16 Mariental accident victims will be concluded by later today. According to News on One's Herta Ekanjo, an official memorial service will be held tomorrow at Mariental Sports Field. The names of the victims have been released.
Safety and Security Minister Lucia Ipumbu said in Windhoek on Monday that two vehicles, a Quantum bus and a van, were allocated for use by the Namibia Correctional Service officials who died in the Mariental accident on Saturday. The Quantum bus was for the officers' use, while the van was for transportation of the inmates, hence Ipumbu said it remains unclear why the officers were transported in a vehicle reserved for inmates.
South Africa's Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says his country's export market remains small due to its foot and mouth disease status, confirming that major feedlots halted production, which disrupted supply to supermarkets, restaurants and even the leather sector. Steenhuisen also adds that the inability to slaughter also affects the food security, particularly poorer consumers relying on affordable products like heads and entrails. He confirmed to Newsroom Africa that industry bodies are monitoring the situation. Bulgaria has accused Russia of carrying out GPS jamming on the European Commission's president's flight. The incident caused Ursula von der Leyen's flight to land using paper maps rather than electronic systems. From Brussels, our correspondent is William Denslow.
According to Bulgarian officials, the incident was the result of blatant interference by Russia. The European Commission says President von der Leyen's plane landed safely on Sunday and hasn't interrupted her tour of the EU's eastern flank. Over the weekend, von der Leyen accused Russia's President Vladimir Putin of being a predator, and that strong deterrence measures are needed to keep him in check. The Commission says this incident reinforces the need for the bloc to strengthen its defence capabilities. The Kremlin has denied involvement.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.